33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. What is a violent crime? Mugging someone on the sidewalk? Surely that's violent. Armed robbery? That too. What about burglary? You know, sneaking into someone's home at night through an unlocked door when no one else is around? A violent crime? Well, there's some degree of violence to one's sense of security, surely. But what is violent? Under federal immigration law, as written, conviction for a crime of violence is a virtual guarantee of deportation. Or at least it was until yesterday, when four of the Supreme Court's most left-leaning justices were joined by President Trump's nominee, Neil Gorsuch, in declaring that law too vague to be enforced. Some in the media quickly cast Gorsuch as a Trump turncoat, but there's more going on here than politics of the obvious sort. Stephen Vladeck is a professor of law at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me again.
So this decision is being called a loss for the Trump administration, but before we get to the raw politics here, what was the question that the court was trying to get to the bottom of in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, you already teed it up pretty well. So you can be deported if you're a non-citizen who commits what's called a crime of violence. And crime of violence is a generic term in the federal statute that's meant to sweep in a whole bunch of state law offenses because every state has their own criminal code. Every state defines the elements of their criminal offenses differently. And so for purposes of one uniform federal law, Congress creates this umbrella term, crime of violence. The problem is that the definition of crime of violence is quite open-ended, right? It includes any offense that has a substantial risk of physical harm.
Risk of physical harm.
Mm-hmm. And so this is really where things got interesting for the court, because there's a 2015 decision written by the late Justice Scalia called Johnson versus United States, where the court said that kind of term risk, when it comes to a criminal statute or a statute that has consequences like deportation, really isn't sufficiently clear to the average person, and so runs into something called vagueness problems under the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment.
Now, as I understand it, this was something that really bothered Neil Gorsuch here in this case, right? He's described himself as something of a textualist.
Indeed. And I think, you know, it's not surprising to me, and I don't think it is a harbinger of some, you know, broad secret shift to the left by Justice Gorsuch here. I think this is the kind of formalistic textualism that was a core part of Justice Scalia's jurisprudence, as we saw in the Johnson case back in 2015. And I think it's not surprising at all that at least here, Justice Gorsuch is walking in the shoes, right, following the footsteps of his predecessor, because the whole problem here is that the text just doesn't look clear to the average person, even if in context there might be other clues as to what it means.
Reasonable persons could disagree, is essentially what it comes to.
Absolutely. I mean, Justice Kagan wrote the opinion for the court, at least for most of the court, in yesterday's decision, and she trots out all these examples of, you know, context in which it just wouldn't be clear to the average person, well, is that a crime of violence or is that just a crime? Mm-hmm. Congress can come back, of course. Congress can provide a more specific definition, but the broader concern here is it's just not sufficiently understandable to the average person on the street to be a basis for removal.
Now, as a practical matter, what then does that mean for this fast track to deportation that it used to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw a lot of, even the president got on board yesterday saying that, you know, Congress has to fix this because we're going to have all these criminal aliens who can stay now. I think our new U.S. attorney was tweeting about this yesterday. I think we have to be careful not to overstate the importance of this decision. Non-citizens who commit other aggravated felonies, and federal law defines about 45 of them, are still going to be removable despite yesterday's decision.
Because it's defined in federal law.
Right, and because, you know, other aggravated felonies include rape, murder, you know, kidnapping, those kinds of offenses. This was really a sort of residual safety clause to catch other crimes of violence that weren't elsewhere defined as aggravated felonies. It's not an empty set, David, right? But it's not as big a class of folks as I think we might be led to believe.
I see. So let's get back to the politics of this. And you touched on it here. This doesn't necessarily signal that Gorsuch is now siding with the liberal wing of the party, of the bench.
No, I mean, I think we have to remember Justice Scalia every now and then, right, flashed his maybe libertarian streak, might be the better way to put it.
Right.
Johnson was a good example of that, the case on which yesterday's decision was predicated. You know, there are some Fourth Amendment cases when it comes to search and seizure, where Justice Scalia would from time to time provide the fifth vote with the lefties. I'm not surprised that we're going to see Neil Gorsuch with a similar, what we might call, libertarian streak when we're talking about these kinds of cases, cases where we're talking about text, we're talking about, you know, due process, right? We're talking about just sort of how clear legislatures have to be before we can allow the government to act. Indeed, I mean, in one sense, Gorsuch's approach yesterday is part of his larger concern about Congress giving too much interpretive leeway to administrative agencies.
Right.
To then go out and tell us what the laws actually mean.
Stephen Vladeck is a professor of law at the University of Texas at Austin. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise. Thank you.